Hello everyone, welcome to today's podcast. I'm Sonam and today I will talk about publishing ethics for journals. Publication ethics represent a set of guidelines implemented on all the parties involved in the publication activity. It comprises the editor, author, peer reviewer, publisher, and society associated with the journals. Ethical standards are the code of conduct and the appropriate practices that govern the publication process against misconduct and improper behavior. So what is the importance of ethics in the publication process? It helps in the enrichment of professional work ethics. Not abiding by ethics can heavily cost one's honor as a researcher and is enough to end one's career. Failing to maintain ethical standards not only significantly impacts the author per se, but also harms their research institute's reputation and the public viewpoint towards science and other subjects. Some regulating bodies for publication ethics are, number one, COPE, or Committee of Publication Ethics. It is an internationally recognized platform designed for editors and publishers of various meticulous journals in order to give insights on the appropriate code of conduct so that ethical practices become an integral and normal part of the publication process. Number two, PERC, or Publishing Ethics Resource Kit. Elsevier created it as an online forum to assist editors in handling various allegations. What are the various aspects governed by publication ethics? Number one, plagiarism. It refers to copying someone else's content without giving it due acknowledgement. Generally, it refers to citing published content as one's own creation. It is an offense, but nowadays various online tools to detect plagiarism help authors write plagiarism-free content. Number two, image manipulation. Figures or images strengthen the hypothesis or idea of a paper. They are supportive evidence validating one's scientific achievement. The images submitted to the journal should be minimally processed so that it only highlights the content and should not be misleading. However, on the zest of publishing, authors sometimes highlight pictorial content, which can be just a non-significant finding. Number three, authorship rights. An author is someone who has given significant intellectual input to the manuscript. The author list should be ethical and based on the contribution. Also, authorship disputes should be handled judicially. In summary, publication ethics have guidelines to handle various integral aspects of efficient publishing, such as plagiarism checks, image manipulation detection, and disputes pertaining to author rights and copyright issues. Ethical guidelines aim to provide a fair and authentic piece of work to the reader wherein the faith in data acquisition till the result presentation is retained to provide an informative insight into the field of study. For more information, visit www.manuscriptedit.com or mail us at support@manuscriptedit.com. Stay tuned for more such podcasts. Happy listening!